All right. We'd ask you now to prepare to give your tithes and offerings this morning. There are envelopes in the pew in front of you. We'd encourage you to take that. Do take note that any monies that are to be receipted in 19, well, in 19, look where I am. In 2014, those monies need to be received within the calendar year. And so this is the last Sunday of the year. So if you're making checks, make it payable to KW Christian Fellowship. Also, there's a communication card in front of you in the pew, and you're welcome to fill that out. Again, there's so many different things. You can give us a prayer request, answer to prayer. We always love to receive those. And anything else that's appropriate, just check that. There's a water baptism that's going to be coming up in January, and we're excited about that. And just heard this morning, another person that's given their heart to the Lord and wants to be baptized. So good thing. So if you want to be baptized or you want more information about that, you can check that box or any others that's on this card. All right. We'll ask the ushers to come forward. Lord, we thank you for this year. It's been a good year. Lord, we believe it's been a year of double portion. Lord, as we come to this last Sunday, we thank you for the things that you have doubled in our life. Lord, sometimes the circumstances of that doubling might have caused us to go through some difficult times. But Lord, you produce something within us. And also your blessings. I thank you, Lord, for blessings and healings and financial prosperity and for restoration of relationships and so many things, Lord, that we just thank you for. And we just believe even the remainder of this year that that double portion will still come to us, and upon this congregation we continue to look to you, Lord, for that double portion. This offering, Lord, may you double it for the work of the ministry. Lord, would you bless each person back this morning with health and advancement and prosperity in the things of you. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. We'll receive your offering this morning. Do look at the bulletin. And I left mine down there, but it's okay. Look in the bulletin and see the things that are happening. Now, this is our still Christmas holidays, and next Wednesday is New Year's Eve, so there'll be no meetings, whether it be Pioneer Clubs or our Encounter Night. All of that will be dismissed and we'll resume the following week. But this coming week, enjoy your time with family and friends and all the celebrations that come out of that. If you just hand that up. There is one other thing I want to make note of, and it is in the bulletin. And that is that the Stephen Ministry is sponsoring an event on Monday, January the 5th. Not tomorrow, but the following Monday. And it's going to be Through the Darkness, Supporting Those Affected by Suicide. We have a special speaker come, and she's going to share. And just to alert us and to inform us, and how do we deal with this very serious subject of suicide. And it seems to be more and more rampant in our society, especially among young people. And we want to be better equipped. Now, this was going to be for Stephen Ministries. And as they were talking to me, I said, you know what? I wouldn't mind just opening this up to anyone that would want to come. So if you would like to come, just sit in on this evening. Starts at 7 o'clock Monday night. We do ask you at RSVP, it's here in the bulletin, and to get back to Zena, there's a email address and there's a phone number that you could call just if you are going to attend. I think it's an excellent opportunity just to acquaint yourself with this very difficult subject. So that is on January the 5th. I believe that that's everything that I have. It's been a divine December, hasn't it? It has been a divine December. It's been a good December. We started off with the ladies' night, a divine ladies' night out, divine encounters, divine relationships. We saw the Christmas play, divine appointment. Then we had a divine Christmas presentation last Sunday. And then Christmas Eve, we talked about God's divine plan. And here's our final aspect, and that is divine name. The divine name. Larry Smith is going to come and share this message with us this morning. We appreciate Larry being with us for the last year and all that he's contributed, he and his family. We bless them. And would you welcome Larry as he comes to share this morning?
Could we all stand? I'm just going to sing a couple lines of this song before we start our message. Jonathan, just lead us.
He's the name above all names. He is worthy of all praise. And my heart will sing how great is our God. He's the name above all names. He is worthy of all praise. And my heart will sing how great is our God.
One more time.
He's the name above all names. He is worthy of all praise. And my heart will sing how great is our God.
Let's just prepare our hearts for prayer. Just bow with me. The word says that she would bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. Father God, we thank you today for your name that you've given here. Lord, we know your name is sweeter than anything. We know your name breaks every chain in our lives. And Lord, we know that at the mention of your name, every power of the enemy that may come against us trembles. And today we drive back those forces. We speak to them and we drive them back in Jesus' name. We bind every spirit that may try to come against our church, our people, and we declare this in the name of Jesus, that you must flee from this place. We give praise to the ultimate name of Jesus, and we thank you. Lord, we pray that you'll restore today, that you'll save and you'll heal in this house. We ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. As Pastor Ken said, this is been the Divine series, and I get the opportunity to speak about the divine name, the name of Jesus. And Jesus is what we're here about. That's why we're here, about his name. His name is important in our life. The word name is what a person is known by. Your name is what you're known by. My name is what I'm known by. When we think of people's names, you know, if I said the word Elvis Presley here this morning, everybody would know, most of you would know what Elvis Presley is. Maybe not the young ones, but people would think of what? I know there's one lady here that really would know. And we all know who she is. But you know, when you think of Elvis Presley's name, you think of the king of rock and roll, the inventor of rock and roll. Names that we have are important. When I think of Wayne Gretzky, I'm sure it comes to everybody's mind here. You think of one of the greatest hockey players of all times. And so names tell who you are too. Like back home in small communities, it's more pronounced because everybody knows everybody. They know everybody's business. They always say back home is you never want to cheat on your wife because she'll know about it before you get home from work. It's so small. But your name determines a lot of times who you are and what you're about. And when I think of the name, when I used to do business, I worked for a company and we did sales. And, you know, when I would meet certain people, I knew them from the community. And we did a lot of business on a handshake, which probably most people here wouldn't understand because, you know, you have to write contracts and stuff. But, you know, I knew that person and we shook on it and I knew his word was good. I knew his name was good. I knew what he was about because I knew his background. I had done business. I had certain customers that would just call me and say, I'm coming to town. I'm interested in buying, you know, get something ready. And I would. I knew what he was, I knew what they wanted. I knew everything. And so that name determined, too, on the other side, I knew people that their name was no good. I knew people that couldn't buy or would say they did, you know, or was going to, and never backed up what they said. But the name of Jesus, there's power in the name of Jesus. And I'd like to read a few scriptures. Your first fill-in is that there is power in the name of Jesus. And we're talking about the name. I want to read a few scriptures just to back a few things up. It says, I am he who lives. I'm reading from Revelations 1:18. It says, I am he who lives and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And I have the keys to Hades and death. Matthew 28:18 says, and Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven and earth. Philippians 2:9-11 says, therefore God has highly exalted him and given him the name that is above every name. And at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow. Of those in heaven, that's the angels, and of those on earth, that's man, and of those under the earth, the demons. I think it's pretty straight there. And every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Ephesians says, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believes? According to the working of his mighty power, which he worked in Christ, when he raised him from the dead, seated him at his right hand in heavenly places far above principalities and powers, power and might and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. And he has put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things to the church. Right there, those just few scriptures gives us hope that there is power in the name of Jesus. You're going to hear that a lot, the name of Jesus. Because that's why we're here. We're here to hear about the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus, it says that every knee should bow. Everything that comes around needs to bow to the name of Jesus. And that Jesus is highly exalted above everything. When I think of Jesus, I don't know how you folks think, but you know, sometimes we don't have an effective life when we don't know who Jesus is. We need to know what is invested in the name of Jesus, because it is all powerful. God has given us that tool. And when I think of Jesus, just like I said, you know, I knew people in my small town, and I knew what their background was, what their history was. You know, the Kennedys, they were all doctors, you know, from the grandfather right down to the grandsons were doctors. You knew the Kennedys were doctors. But with Jesus, what do you think about? You have to know Jesus to know the power that's in the name. I know that Jesus, I'll state a few facts, Jesus raised the dead. Jesus healed the blind. Jesus set the captives free. The guy that was demon-possessed, he set him free in Jesus' name. Jesus turned the water to wine. Jesus fed 5,000. Jesus healed the leper. We can continue to just go through the Gospels and begin to see what Jesus has done, his miracles, the power that's in his name. And, I mean, Jesus, the ultimate sacrifice, gave himself for us. But there's a lot that he invested in his name. And once we know the power that's behind the name, we can use it. Amen? The Bible says, and I'll read Colossians 3:17, whatsoever you do in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Our second fill-in is do all things in the name of Jesus. All things. I listed a few scriptures. I won't go through them all. But there's scriptures that will tell you things you can do. We believe in the name of Jesus. We give thanks in the name of Jesus. Everything we do in our life should be geared to giving thanks to the name of Jesus. This morning, before I go any further, I want us to give thanks to the name of Jesus. Just take a second and say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Sometimes we don't take the time just to stop and thank him. You know, we don't take the time to stop and acknowledge him. I'd like to just share a testimony. I didn't connect with Valiant this morning, Valentine, but I would like to just share a testimony to give thanks to the power of Jesus. And hopefully I'll get it right. But a few weeks ago, Valentine, everybody know who Valley is? You can lift your hand. Valley had a growth that come on the inside of his mouth. And it was a tumor. And Lumi said to me, she said, can you pray? I'm going away. Can you pray for Valley? And we stood right in that back corner. And, you know, the first thing that come to my mind is to take the name of Jesus. And we begin to pray. And I can remember parts of the prayer. I said, in the name of Jesus, I curse that to the very root that its origination. I curse it in the name of Jesus. I command that to die in Jesus' name. Well, I was really encouraged a week ago. Lumi came in, and she had her little phone, and she showed us a picture. And she showed a picture she took of her husband. And if you don't know, Lumi is a dental hygienist. And so she's a specialist in mouths. And so she had all these photographs of Valley's mouth and this growth. And anyhow, then she showed me this clean mouth with no marks in it. This great big tumor had gone. And the doctor said it was impossible. I want you to know that with Jesus, all things are possible. When we speak the name, Jesus comes on the scene. Does he not? Jesus, and we need to give him thanks when things happen like that in our life. Jesus is powerful. Your next filling is using the name of Jesus. And this comes along with what we just talked about. We have the ability to use the name of Jesus. Jesus left his name for us to use. He left it for the church. We can either be powerless or we can be powerful. The word says, and these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out demons. They shall speak with new tongue. They shall take up serpents. If they drink any deadly thing, it shall no means hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Luke says, behold, I give you the authority to trample on serpents, scorpions, over all the power of the enemy, and nothing by any means should harm you. Now, I'm not saying this morning you should go drink a bottle of poison, but I will tell you that there is power and that we can use the name of Jesus. You know, there is times in our life that we need to speak to the things that come against us. And, you know, I would declare over our congregation that we're going to use the name of Jesus in 2015, going into our building project, going into growth in our church. There's times that we're going to have to say to the enemy, or we're going to have to say to ourselves, self, line up with the word of God in Jesus' name. There'll be times that the enemy would come and attack us that we may have to say to our body, body, get a hold of yourself in Jesus' name. I can remember one time that it was a couple summers ago, and I took deathly sick. We went to a campground, and we went and visited some people, and their camp was probably no farther from here to the end of the parking lot. And we started to walk back to the camp, to my mother-in-law's camp, and something come over me, and I could hardly walk. My wife will tell you, she had to get me to that camp. The enemy began to attack me, and I don't know if it was a you can say it was a spiritual attack, a physical attack, but I was so sick, and this was in the summer. I got cold. The boys took the heater. They put 4 or 5 blankets on me. They stuck a heater under the blanket, and to try to warm me up, I was shaking. They wanted to take me to the hospital, which was maybe an hour's drive away, and I said, no, I'm not going to do that. And I began to call on the name of Jesus. And I just kept saying, in Jesus' name, I bind this. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, I resist this. In Jesus' name, I plead the healing blood of Jesus upon my body. I plead it in Jesus' name. And you know, it didn't just go like that, but I kept it up most of the night. And I said, no way am I going to give in to that. I'm going to resist this. I'm going to fight this in the name of Jesus. And by morning, that had broke. And I sat out on the porch, and was I a little weak? Yeah, I was a little weak, but I fought that in the name of Jesus. Sometimes we just need to take the name and stand up and fight and not allow the enemy to push us. And he's great at that. Because the devil is nothing but a liar. I got one amen. The devil is nothing but a liar. That's what the Bible says. If we listen to his lies, then and we allow them to take hold in our life, then we can live a defeated life. But if you want to live a victorious life, a strong, powerful life, I challenge you today to use the name of Jesus. Use the name of Jesus. In the Bible, Peter was outside the gate called Beautiful. And there was a man sick there. And he was begging for money. And Peter said, silver and gold have I not. But what does he say? In the name of Jesus, rise up and walk. He spoke the name of Jesus just like you and I can in our lives. And that paralyzed person, it says what? His legs began to straighten. And his ankles got strong, and he stood up, and he run off praising God. I want you to know there's hope. The same power that Peter had is here for us today. The Bible says that Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's there for us if we just use his name. You know, using his name is somewhat, I don't want to say Jesus is a credit card, but you know, I worked for a company that I was given a company credit card, and it was in the name of the company, BWS Manufacturing, right? And that was, I could use that to buy almost anything but personal use. I wanted to. Now that card wouldn't be any good to me if I never used it. They gave it to me. It was given to me to use for my expenses to help me along the way with things. But if I didn't use that card, it was just virtually no good. I might as well just throw it. That's the same way with the name of Jesus. We've been given that. It's our opportunity as Christians to either use the name of Jesus in our life or not. And I believe that Jesus' name is powerful. I really do. You know, I really believe that. I believe that. I'll go to your next fill-in. It says, calling on the name of Jesus. And I'll get into depth. Well, not too much depth. I'm watching my time. But, you know, calling on the name of Jesus. You know, Jesus is there for us in our time of trouble. Anytime you're in trouble, call on the name of Jesus. There's something, as the old song says, there's just something about that name. I can't explain everything about it, but I know when I call on the name of Jesus, I can feel something. And the Bible says we don't need to go by feelings, by faith. Maybe I feel something because I have faith in the name of Jesus. But when I say Jesus, Jesus, when I'm going off the road and I holler the name of Jesus, I know he's put me in the snowbank, not upside down, sitting on a snowbank, safe. Call on the name of Jesus. Call on the name of Jesus. Call on Jesus' name. Today, if you're here and you don't know who Christ is, call on the name of Jesus. The Bible says, and it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. That's Acts. In Romans it says, for whosoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. This morning, if you don't know Jesus, you can. If you don't know this person we're talking about, the Savior, the one that saves us, not just, he saves our sins and gives us eternal life, but he saves us in this world. He helps us go through this world. The Bible says the Lord is a strong tower and the righteous run into it and are safe. Jesus is our safety. If you need Jesus this morning, it's easy. All you have to do is believe on his name and ask him to forgive you of your sins, and you can know Jesus as your Savior. I challenge you this year as we start 2014. Be pointed. Use the name of Jesus. Use the name of Jesus in everything you do. Thank the name of Jesus. Believe in the name of Jesus. Use the power that comes with it. Let's all stand. Just before I turn it to Pastor Ken, let's just pray. Father, we thank you again for the name, Lord. We thank you that at your name, every knee should bow, every tongue confess that you are Lord. Lord, we thank you that everything we do in word or deed, we're going to do it in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I just pray, Lord, that you take the words that were spoke to this morning. Use those words in our life. Lord, remind us every challenge we go through, Lord, remind us that your name is there for us to use, that we can speak to the winds like you did and say, peace be still, and things in our life will be calm. And we ask this all in Jesus' name. Amen. Pastor Ken?
Well, I trust that we all have received this word today. There is nothing more powerful than the name of Jesus. When you call on the name of Jesus, things happen. No wonder Satan wants us to use the name of Jesus as a curse word. Curse things in the name of Jesus. I don't know of any other religion that has blasphemy like Jesus. I mean, it may be, but I'm just not aware of it, that there is a swearing in the name of any other, but Jesus it is, because Satan realizes if he can cripple that name, get you to say the name of Jesus in a different way. When I grew up, I heard the name of Jesus a lot, but it was never as a curse. I heard my father use the name of Jesus. I heard my mother use the name of Jesus. You know, as I was listening to Larry speak this morning, I thought to myself, I must say the name of Jesus a couple dozen times a day. I do. It's just automatic. I'll walk along myself and I'll just say, Lord, help me. Jesus, help me. Jesus, you see that situation. I say it out loud because there's a power in that name. Something changes in that name. And so I just pray that you'll take this powerful word that Larry has shared this morning. It's simple, but powerful. And to know what's at your disposal and use the name of Jesus. Learn to walk with him and fellowship with him. And that name just is the handle to all the power that's at our disposal. Say it reverently. Say it with a love and appreciation. But use it whenever you're in a time of need. Call on the name of the Lord. Amen. Father, we thank you for all that we've heard this morning. We thank you for this December. We thank you for this year. We thank you, Lord, for what you've been depositing in our life. And now, Lord, we just, at this moment, at the conclusion of this Sunday, we say thank you for 2014. Thank you for what you've done. And even the days that's remaining, our expectation is in you. And Lord, we look to our future as we go forward. And we go in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we go. And Lord, we just ask that you would just guide and direct every person that's here. And Lord, if there be anyone in this place this morning that have not called on the name of the Lord to be saved, that Lord, in this moment, they would just reach out to you and say, Lord Jesus, save me. And in that call, Lord, would you just reveal yourself more to them? Just reveal your salvation. In this place, may we all grow in you and the knowledge of you. Thank you, Lord, for all that you have done. I bless this congregation in your name, and may we do all that you want as we move into the future. We pray in the name of Jesus. And everyone said, amen, amen. I think we should go, and by applauding the name of Jesus, I heard that one clap there. If you would want to agree with someone in prayer, just come up to the front. There's people here that will pray with you this morning, and we will speak the name of Jesus over your need. Go in his name. Amen.